There's no easy way of saying this, so I'll just come right out and tell you. This is the Dave and Darren Show on Rock 104.9.
Yes, and that music means it's time for Mike Schultz to tell us all about the movies.
I do like my new theme music.
It's his new theme music.
I gotta say, that's great.
Did you catch the season premiere?
You know, I thought about it. I was actually home that night, but I am halfway through season two
on DVD.
I'm
starting season two this weekend.
Yeah, so I thought I'll just watch it all again in one glorious bunch next summer.
That's my plan. Load it all up on the TiVo and go from there.
Man, oh man, that's a good show.
All right, Mike, so let's talk about the movies.
Yeah.
I went to rcreader.com to vote for the Dave and Darren Show.
Well done.
Another shameless plug for the Best of the Quad Cities, River Cities Reader Poll. And while I was doing that, I was taking a look at your fine articles, and it looks like District 9 you rather enjoy.
I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah.
Aliens being held hostage, right?
Aliens being held hostage in Johannesburg. Yeah, absolutely. It is a good, intense, really disgusting sci-fi flick.
Mm-hmm. Disgusting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Lots of goo.
Lots of blood, a lot of goo.
Yeah, a lot of exploding alien heads and exploding human heads. And yeah, it's fantastic. It's just really smart and well done, like crazy. Amazing effects in this thing.
And it costs $30 million.
Something like that. Yeah, something ridiculous like that. $30 million.
Yeah.
But I mean, you tend to get... you know, so used to great special effects, especially in the summer, where it's like, oh yeah, well, it's another cool explosion.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's very rare that you see movies where it's like, I've never seen that before.
Uh-huh.
That's
really,
really, really strong. It's fantastic.
Cool.
I
love it.
See
I'll see
one.
It again.
All right,
for sure.
District 9 for sure is good.
Yeah, that was great.
Is it top 5 of the year?
Hmm. It's certainly top 10 of
wow,
the year
okay.
so far.
All right.
The dialogue's a little clunky, and it kind of ends in standard action flick manner, but not in an annoying way, just like, oh, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? I'm having fun.
Yeah,
but it's great. It's great. I also saw this cartoon we didn't talk about last week called Ponyo by Hogan.
Now, this was getting good reviews.
Really good reviews. Yeah, Miyazaki, I think his name, Hayao Miyazaki, who also did Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle and some really good ones. Yeah, excellent one about a goldfish who turns into a human. It's like The Little Mermaid, but...
it's like Mr. Lippet.
It's a little like Mr. Lippet. Yes. It's but it's beautiful.
I wish I was a fish.
God bless you, Don Knotts.
Right?
So,
but it's like the reverse of Mr. Lippet.
Yeah, it's like the best Japanese Don Knotts movie you've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's
didn't
good.
Mr. Lippet turn into fish and couldn't go home?
I just remember him fighting Nazi submarines somehow.
Yeah. So do I.
And then he ended up giving away his best girl to his friend, the sailor. And then he went to go start a family with the other fish.
Right, yeah.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
The reverse
years
of that.
Since I've seen the incredible
like
Mr. Lippet, but there you go.
Like it's doppelganger. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, all right.
It's good.
So that's good.
Yeah, good vocal cast. It's fun. I saw The Goods.
Is it good for kids or good for everybody?
Very good for kids. The grown-ups will have a more than fine time.
Okay.
It's really
when
beautifully done.
When the goldfish becomes the human,
mm-hmm.
does the human then have a tough time using the toilet?
Well,
it's like,
you know, we can use our imaginations.
It'd be like us crapping in an open grave.
I feel kind of funny.
It's a little unsettling.
I kind of feel funny using this.
Yeah.
They delicately keep that off screen, which is nice.
That's good news.
Yeah, God bless.
Good news.
I saw the Goods with Jeremy Piven. I didn't get to review that yet, but I saw it Tuesday night.
So we're getting a scoop here.
Yeah, this is a scoop.
How was that?
It's mostly terrible, but it's got just enough laughs to make you get through it okay. It's like every 5 minutes there's something pretty funny that goes on.
Is Piven the worst thing in it?
No, Piven's actually quite good.
Really?
I like him in general. His Entourage bit still works for me, and that's basically what he's doing here again. But yeah, it's got some good people in it. David Koechner, who you guys chat to.
Right.
Hysterical. And Catherine Hahn. Will Ferrell's really good for the 3 minutes he's in it.
So is he Abe Lincoln or is
he's,
he...
He's an Abe Lincoln impersonator. Yeah.
But he doesn't really look a lot like Abe Lincoln.
No, not at all. He's got weird mutton chops. And,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he doesn't. And does his shoot not open?
His shoot not opens, yeah.
So we don't see him for long.
No. His free fall takes a long time. He's fallen for at least 90 seconds.
He looks
from
like
the airplane.
He looks more like Jack Lemmon in
those Fantastic Men and Their Flying Machines?
Or the Great Race
Yeah, he's pretty
funny. So not completely awful.
No, it's a cable movie. It's like, all right, it's 2 in the morning, what the hell? So it's okay. And finally, we saw The Time Traveler's
Wife.
Which
you were not a big fan of.
Which I was not a big fan of. No, it's really well done. It's well acted, for sure. It's just mopey. Rachel McAdams, she's really good. And Eric Bana, who I don't care for, but is making a nice little turnaround this summer with Star Trek and Funny People. He's got a good run going, and he's good. But, yeah, it's mopey, it's dour, it's like, oh, sorry, honey, I have to time travel again. You know, it's like, you have to time travel again? You know, can we just take a moment to explore how silly that is?
Now, when he time travels, let me ask you this.
Sure, yeah.
Does he pack a lunch?
No. And he never lands with any money because he travels naked, so he can't even buy a burger.
Why do you always have to travel naked?
He has to get clothes every time?
Yeah.
That would be a drag.
That's kind of clever and fun. But the thing is, it's just so convenient. He always vanishes, you know, when no one else is around except the wife, you know, so nobody else gets to actually see this remarkable process except his best friend, you know, whatever. But it's just too convenient, and it's too, mopey.
Your review mentions a very uncomfortable scene where basically he hooks up with his wife when she's 9 years old.
Six, yeah.
Six?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, the first time she meets.
Well, that's like that one movie with Nicole Kidman.
Birth, right. Okay. Where she bathes the child who's actually her dead husband.
Is it really her dead husband or not?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
I didn't think so.
No, but this, the first time she meets her lover in this one, he's naked in the bushes while she's having a little picnic in the park.
Big drag. Every time, all of a sudden, oh, God, now I'm going to have to find clothes again.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what he does. He has to, you know, mug people, basically, for their clothing.
What a drag.
Is he the only one with the condition?
No, there's actually another in the movie, but I won't spoil it for the one person listening who might actually go see that.
All right. Well, there you go.
That's it.
We got a couple of big movies opening. This one I've been looking forward to forever, Inglourious Basterds, the new Quentin Tarantino movie. It's a World War II movie of soldiers, peasants, and resistance fighters who collide in Nazi-occupied France.
And basically the idea is that Quentin Tarantino takes some liberties with history.
Just a few, here and there.
I'm very excited. We're going to allow it because it's Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah, exactly.
And the Nazis are getting killed.
Yeah, the Nazis are getting theirs.
Right.
Yeah.
So we will allow it. This is in no way, shape, or form based on any sort of historic fact.
No. And I guess you're aware of it pretty early on.
Yeah, that's what I understand. And so you're in on the joke from the beginning. I hope. Yeah, it sounds great.
Though. Let's enjoy a clip here from Inglourious Basterds in Quad City Theaters today.
My name is Lieutenant Aldo Rain, and I'm putting together a special team, and I need me 8 soldiers. 8 Jewish American soldiers. We're going to be doing one thing, and one thing only. Killing Nazis. Sound good?
Yes, sir!
I'm happy. All right.
Nazis.
Yeah. Nazis. Sounds like one of Brad Pitt's fun performances.
I'm on board.
Bring it on.
Yeah. You know, you forget how fun he can be.
He's got two modes. He's got the boring leading man, Benjamin Button mode, and then he's got nut job crazy ass mode, which is great.
Right.
So,
when was that movie?
Yeah, Joe Black or 12 Monkeys.
Right.
Which one do you watch?
12 Monkeys. He's so good.
He's a nutball. Yeah.
Joe Black makes me want to put my head in an oven.
Yeah. Right.
That's well said, Darren. Also opening today, Shorts. A small town is thrown into chaos when a mysterious rainbow-colored rock falls from the sky, granting wishes to anyone who holds it. This old movie again. In this clip, William H. Macy, playing the role of Dr. Noseworthy, finds out that Loogie turned his booger into a monster. That old trick.
Really?
What is that thing?
My booger.
You pulled that out of your nose?
Oh. Ew. All those years. You told me not to eat my boogers.
Yes. Now your booger's trying to eat you.
I'm thinking this is made for an audience that's much younger than we are, right?
Quite possibly. Wow. So Loogie has a booger.
Loogie has turned his booger into a booger monster that wants to eat him because he likes to eat boogers.
I guess that answers the question why they call him Loogie.
You name a kid Loogie, he's going to have boogers that turn into monsters. Mm-hmm.
So this weekend at the theater, you've got Jews killing Nazis and boogers that eat children. It's Backwards Friday.
Uh-huh.
And either one could have been directed by Quentin Tarantino, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, Richard Rodriguez is the guy he did that Grindhouse with. Yeah. So there you go.
All right.
Also opening today, post-grad, Alexis Bledel is a college grad whose big plans for the future take a detour when she's forced to move in with her crazy family.
Oh, God.
Here they're talking about the joys of an Eskimo pie. I feel so bad.
What are you doing to
you.
Us today, man?
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Right.
Every evil, terrible thing that ever occurs in the world is directly offset, counterbalanced, if you will, by the complete, utter joy of biting into an Eskimo pie. It's the way we maintain balance in the universe. Come on. Okay, that is the girl that I fell in love with, but harbors nothing but platonic feelings for me, unfortunately. Your foot is freezing. It's 90 degrees outside, and your foot is freezing.
My feet are always freezing. I have the feet of an 80-year-old man.
Ooh, that's hot.
I hate movies where people talk like that.
I would love to slap whoever wrote that screenplay. Yeah, right. Whoever the screenwriter is should be hit. Should
just
be punched.
I'm going to rewrite every sentence a million times until it's the most clever, precious thing in the world.
Yeah, right. That sounds a little
insufferable. No one speaks that way.
Mm-hmm. Movies where
except
people...
Diablo Cody. You know, that's pretty
much
it.
Well, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And
no one speaks that way.
She's got a movie coming out soon.
Yeah,
and you know what? You can have it.
I prefer Nazis.
Yeah.
Bring on the Nazis.
Inglorious Bastards is the pony I'm going to be putting my money on this
weekend. Yeah, I can't wait.
That's just dreadful. I would rather watch a booger monster than see this post-grad movie.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's not even a question.
Oh, no. I'd go see, what is it called, Shorts?
Shorts.
Oh, yes, several times over. Several times over.
Oh, are you going to see all three of these, Mike?
I'll catch at least a couple today, probably one tomorrow, yeah.
And there, you said there's an X Games movie
there's something called
up?
X Games the movie, I guess. It's apparently only out for like a week or something, but it's skateboarding in 3D, so...
I think you should
go see post-grad just to see how mad you'll be next time we see you.
Oh, I think that's how it falls today. I think I'm seeing a noon Tarantino, and then there's like a 2:45 of that one right afterwards. So
yeah,
I think that's
right.
The way it's going to go.
That's right.
So I can sit there and stew the whole thing.
Yeah, right.
Going, oh, my God. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
you should do the post-grad first and then take your aggression out on the Nazis on screen.
No, because he'll end up enjoying that. He's going to, what he needs to see post-grad second, because then that way he'll sit there and be so miserable thinking, knowing what a movie can be.
Here's what I picture happening when post-grad is over. The two other people in the theater who probably are just sitting there because they needed a dark place to Twitter, they'll get up and leave, right?
Yeah.
And the credits will be done, and they'll turn the lights on, and they'll just find Schultz's lifeless body. He just stopped living. And his eyes are wide open. And there's blood coming out of his eyes.
It's going to happen one of these days.
He'll look like E.T. in the canal.
Right. That's how they'll find him.
That's my new band, by the way. I like that. Yeah.
It'll be like Natalie Portman in Revenge of the Sith. We don't know why he just lost the urge to live.
Yeah, just doesn't want to be alive
anymore. He just shut down everything.
Maybe and I should blow that off completely. Now I'm getting afraid.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
Booger monsters, bring it on.
Good luck. He's Mark
Thank
Schultz
you.
From
Thanks,
the River
Mike.
Cities
Absolutely.
Reader. We're Dave and Darren right back with Amazing Larry and C. Thomas Howell. Find another morning show in North America that can say that. This is Rock 104.9.
Dave and Darren on Rock 104.9.